Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rick Reed. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCray strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field. McCray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whiten hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gwynn hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Joyner. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard misplays the ball. That's an error on Howard. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Hill steals second. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson catches it and throws to second with Howard covering, to double uphill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Wilkerson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Wilkerson steals second. David Howard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground for a single. Wilkerson moves to third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilkerson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Lewis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gwynn who is chasing the ball. Berga reaches third base with a triple. Lewis goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berga scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner strikes out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whiten throws the ball into Berga, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to second. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a line drive beyond second. Berge can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive beyond second. Berge can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brett moves to third. McReynolds moves to second. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. McReynolds tags and moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge fields it and throws to second for the out. McReynolds scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilkerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lewis fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brent Maine now catching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis is hit by the pitch. Lofton moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, And the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sorrento hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from main and he is safe. Hill steals second. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. Thome is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. McReynolds reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joyner is walked intentionally. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gwynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to second for the out. McReynolds moves to third. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gwynn moves to second. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Main hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Gwynn moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.